Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer in another edition of Camp Breakdown. We're going to look at the defensive line in this new 3-4 or 5-2, as we've heard from coaches, including head coach John Fox, that Vic Fangio is trying to puzzle together and hit the ground running in week one against the Green Bay Packers. Lots of work to do and still evaluating who fits where and why. But in any defense, you got to be strong up the middle, Tom. So let's start at the nose tackle position in a 3-4. And who is competing for that? Jeremiah Ratliff, Eddie Goldman, and some others.
Right. You know, and Brandon Dunn, because you got those three guys have been lining up consistently at the nose guard position. So you need stability in the middle that's going to recognize where the two blockers are coming at you, create a stalemate, and let the other teammates fit in. Jeremiah Ratliff has a lot of experience. He's a unique body style. He's got a lot of length to him, and he understands things quickly. But then you look at Eddie Goldman go up to the line of scrimmage, and you see a big man, a lot of size, very thick, has a good understanding of the snap count, and he can be a stalemate at the line of scrimmage. And that's what you're trying to achieve to put it, you know, just create a barrier for that run game. And then you got Brandon Dunn. Every time he's counted out, he shows effort, he shows instincts, he shows ability to get in the backfield and make a play. But that's only a selection of three guys. I think there's going to be a lot of other guys running up to the center in the preseason games to try to get an evaluation by the defensive line coaches and the coordinators.
You know, in the traditional sense that the first thing that comes to your mind at 3-4, you got a 350-pound plugger there. That's not what this is going to be.
Correct. Well, that's the thing about it is because when we started talking about the defensive line, they are defensive line. It's not only one position now because you have to have versatility in this system. Whether you're Eddie Goldman lining up a nose tackle, Jeremiah Ratliff might be a defensive end.
Yep.
You got Ego Ferguson and Will Sutton and the guys that were drafted last year that are so different from last year's responsibilities, but it creates a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of fun because now you get a chance to redevelop yourself as a pro.
And the defensive ends, big stout guys. You'd call them power ends that used to play defensive tackle in a regular 4-3, and there's a whole variety. I see a lot of great competition to there. Right now you brought in Jarvis Jenkins, a free agent from Washington, big guy with experience, former second-round draft choice, great talent. He even feels he hasn't reached his potential yet, which is a very good sign. And, of course, Ego Ferguson getting some real good comments from John Fox so far in the early days of camp.
Right, and you know, you can't forget about a guy like Cornelius Washington because he's still trying to figure out where his athleticism leads him.
And he has it.
He has
the body.
I mean,
this is a guy with a 39-inch vertical jump and good speed and power numbers. I mean,
and he's got the length and the body size to go out there and compete against offensive tackles and weaker tight ends. But he has to show signs that he can dominate out there, just not be competitive.
As an offensive lineman, how did you like playing against 3-4 or a 5-2 look like?
It was completely different style. They were more stationary when we played, and we really had a good chance to get in a running attack at them. Now, like I said, those commands in an instant that change the thinking of the quarterback or make one of the 11 offensive players have a mental mistake because they don't understand their adjustments, that's the key. There are going to be some free rushers coming at NFC quarterbacks.
Can't wait to see it all. How it all looks. Vic Fangio, one of, if not the premier defensive coordinator in the National Football League. He's a very creative guy, strategic, as we've heard from a player or two. That's Tom Thayer. I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching Training Camp Breakdown. And then we have a number of other guys that we can talk about, but I want to focus on exactly how it's going to look, because everyone has this idea in their mind, but they can't quite grasp it. So what have you been able to learn about what it might look like? With the defensive line.
It's going to be very confusing up front, starting with the movement of the defensive line. So if the offense breaks the huddle and they go look where the three down linemen are associated, they know where the linebackers are supposed to be. But like I said, at a linebacker's command, every one of those defensive linemen can shift down the line of scrimmage. A linebacker walks up, puts his hand in the ground, and now you got five rushers. So now if you have a weakness at a tight end or an offensive tackle that's playing out of position, boy, you can have some incredible matchups with Pernell McPhee and with Jared Allen and the guys that are getting outside rushing to be complemented by the interior force.
All right,